Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's music from New York's Lincoln Center. We'll revisit a performance by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in Philharmonic Hall from March of 1964. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. In March of 1964, the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra went on tour. One of their most notable stops was at Lincoln Center in New York, where they performed in what was then called Philharmonic Hall. They began the program with music of John Philip Sousa. In addition to being the March King, Sousa visited Interlochen twice during the early days of the camp. His march, The Stars and Stripes Forever, has served as the official national march of the United States since its composition in 1896. The Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra performed The Stars and Stripes Forever at Lincoln Center in the spring of 1964. Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa, a performance by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra at Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts in 1964. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today, we're listening to music from the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra's 1964 performance in Lincoln Center. American composer and music critic Deems Taylor wrote the piece Through the Looking Glass. It's based on Lewis Carroll's classic Alice in Wonderland. Deems Taylor included excerpts of the novel in this piece, and in this performance, they were read by Linda Hunt. Now, you may know Linda Hunt from her Academy Award-winning performance as Billy Kwong from The Year of Living Dangerously, or from her current role as Hedy Lang on NCIS Los Angeles.
You by chance weren't the one that taught Nell how to drive, were you?
No, I gave her a few defensive driving lessons.
Yeah, I can see that.
You should probably get a haircut.
But in 1964, Linda Hunt was an 18-year-old Interlochen Arts Academy student narrating Deems Taylor's Through the Looking Glass with the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, conducted by Joe Matty.
Child of pure unclouded brow and dreaming eyes of wonder, though time be fleet and I'm now a half a life asunder, thy loving smile will surely hail the love gift of a fairy tale. And though the shadow of a sigh may tremble through our story, why happy summer days gone by and vanished summer glory, it shall not touch with breath of veil the presence of our fairy tale.
Thank you.
tiger in me, said Alice, addressing herself to one that was waving gracefully above her in the wind. I wish you could talk. We can talk, said the tiger lady. Well, is anybody worth talking to? And can all the flowers talk? As well as you can, said the tiger lady. And a great deal louder.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son.
the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jub-Jub bird and shun the Frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the maxim for his sword. So rested he by the Tum-Tum tree and stood awhile in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tugly wood, and burned as it came. One, two, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Oh, come to my arms, my beamish boy. Oh, frabjous day, calloy, calay. He chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slimy jaws did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the bogger groves, and the moan raves out of grave. this was anything but a regular bee. In fact, it was an elephant, as Alice soon found out, though the idea quite took her breath away at first. The gnat, for that was the insect she had been talking to, was balancing itself on a twig above her head and fanning with its wings. It certainly was a very large gnat, about the size of a chicken, Alice thought. Then you don't like all insects, the gnat went on, as quietly as if nothing had happened. I like them when they can talk, Alice said. None of them ever talk where I come from. Halfway off that bush, you'll see a rocking horse fly, if you look. Look on the branch above your head, and there you may observe a great end butterfly. And what does it live on? Weak tea with cream in it. But supposing it couldn't find any, then it would die, of course. But that must happen very often, remarked Alice thoughtfully. It always happens, said the gnat.
Generally rather suddenly, he fell off behind.
The great art of riding, said the knight, suddenly in a loud voice, waving his right arm, is to keep... But here, the sentence ended, as suddenly as it begun, as he fell on top of his head, right in the path where Alice was walking. Of all the strange things that Alice saw on her journey, this was the one that she always remembered most clearly. Years afterward, she could bring the whole scene back again, almost as if it had been just yesterday. The mild blue eyes and kindly smile of the night, the setting sun gleaming through his hair and shining on his armor in a blaze of light that quite dazzled her, the horse quietly moving about, and the black shadows of the forest behind. He gathered up his reins and turned his horse's head along the road by which they had come. You'll stay and see me all first. I shan't be long. You'll wait and wave your handkerchief when I get to that turn in the road. I think it will encourage me, you see.
Through the Looking Glass by Deems Taylor, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in Philharmonic Hall in New York in 1964, was conducted by Joe Matty and narrated by a teenaged Linda Hunt. I'm Amanda Sewell. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts, and today we're revisiting the trip the Academy Orchestra took to Lincoln Center in March of 1964. Also on that program was the world premiere of the Variations and Fugue for Orchestra by Alan Hovhaannis, a work that was actually commissioned by the Interlochen Arts Academy. Hovhaannis dedicated the piece to the philanthropist W. Clement Stone. That would be the same Clement Stone who's the namesake of the Stone Hotel and Student Center at Interlochen. Here is the world premiere performance of the Variations and Fugue by Alan Hovhaannis at Lincoln Center, with George C. Wilson leading the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra.
Thank you.
the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra with the world premiere performance of the Variations and Fugue for Orchestra by Alan Hovhaannis in Philharmonic Hall at Lincoln Center. That was a performance from 1964, and it was conducted by George C. Wilson. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. What we're hearing on the program today was the first of several performances that the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra would give at Lincoln Center over the years. During a recent trip in 2016, just a year after the hall was renamed to David Geffen Hall, the orchestra gave three world premiere performances, including Bound to the Bow, a piece composed by Interlochen alumna Ashley Fury that was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in Music that year. Back to this 1964 performance, though. The last piece the Academy Orchestra performed at Lincoln Center in 64 was the Firebird Suite by Igor Stravinsky. Stravinsky's complete Firebird Ballet was first performed in 1910 with Sergei Diaghilev's company Ballet Russe in Paris. Here's the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra performing part of Stravinsky's Firebird Suite in Lincoln Center's Philharmonic Hall. A. Clyde Roller is conducting.
Thank you.
an excerpt of the Firebird Suite by Igor Stravinsky, a performance by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra at Lincoln Center in March of 1964, under the direction of A. Clyde Roller. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this program at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlochen Public Radio.